Just hoping my battery doesn't go before I'm finished.
Okay.
Fern Goodhart, I'm from Lewis. I live off Plantation Road and would like to make several points. I use a bicycle for transportation. I do not have a car. I'm on Route 1 every day, often trying to get to and from the trail. I'm very concerned with the impact of all the developments already in the pipeline on traffic and safety. As it is, it takes me 5 minutes just to leave my driveway on Plantations because drivers use it as an alternative already to Coastal Highway. Drivers, sorry fellas, mostly male, seem to resent sharing the road with a bicycle. I'm yelled at, cursed at, and have literally been driven off the road, and I'm in the bicycle lane. Our wonderful trails don't go everywhere, so we need to travel in the bike lanes and on the shoulders. Adding tens of thousands more vehicle trips each day will compound my risk and others for accidents, injury, and death. Heading west from the trail requires crossing Route 9 to go home or to access existing schools, such as on Mulberry Knoll, or businesses, such as Lowe's or Coastal Highway restaurants. Currently, it's already dangerous and time-consuming to cross Route 9. Crossing Beaver Dam Road is also difficult on a bicycle, and it has a much narrower shoulder. Other bicyclists and pedestrians, including the local bicycle clubs, whoops, I'm going too fast, have the same issues. You read in the newspaper, you see the number of accidents already occurring this month, even this week, such as on Gill's Neck. I'm concerned about the added traffic on our infrastructure. As others have said, limited evacuation routes, increasing response time for emergency vehicles, and more. The new roundabout by Route 9 in Lewis already backs up traffic more than a mile on Plantations Road from the roundabout and the Route 9 light in the middle of the weekday afternoon. I saw this past Monday. And drivers don't understand that bicyclists can use the travel lanes when there's no shoulder or bike lane. So just imagine adding 10,000, 17,000 more cars thinking that they don't have to share the road with a bicycle. Drivers don't respect existing crosswalks when bikes or pedestrians or school children or scooters or skateboarders are waiting to cross. I see this on Plantations. Adding lanes or widening lanes will only add traffic and speed and make crossing the roads more dangerous, all severely reducing safety. I've seen that the national trend is to calm traffic, not accelerate volume or speed. And as a side note, with all these developments in the pipeline being proposed and being built, it's adding more pressure on the existing trails. Believe it or not, I had a head-on collision on the trail with another biker on the Georgetown-Lewis Trail. And last month, a friend got clipped from a bike going in the other direction on the trail and had to be medevaced to Christiana. So when you're thinking about, well, we have trails, they'll use the trails, they won't be on the roads, the trails are really getting more dangerous as well, especially with the e-bikes that are used as mopeds. So please consider that as you're considering a residential density. And I support what others have said about the environmental impact. I don't support increasing impervious coverage, reducing wildlife corridors, undermining the wetlands and flood zones, narrow buffers, and useless grass lawns. Frankly, I also recommend a county moratorium on further development until the current master plan can be updated and more in line with, you know, frankly, the other counties in the state and current standards for sustainability. I don't support any zoning changes at this time away from agricultural residential, and I recommend maximizing open space. As a resident, I don't want to see you turn this county into one big cookie-cutter cluttered suburb. And I'm disappointed that Del Dot engineers can't figure out a maximum capacity before accidents increase and cars can't maintain the recommended miles per hour post-COVID, even without considering the quality of life. So it sounds like the commission's going to have to do that. So please take the long view. Please minimize the impact of building on our health, safety, and welfare. I'd like to be alive to speak with you in the future about things that come before the board. I don't want to be roadkill. And as an aside, as a neighbor, I'm frankly offended from a social justice perspective that North Star is proposing to ghettoize affordable housing, proposing to build it last, and expect residents to cross these bigger roads to access amenities and businesses. And by the way, regarding school capacity, maybe this is a public service message, but if you stop approving developments, schools can catch up with its capacity. Thank you for your attention.
Okay, thank you.